business for this afternoon in this meeting is to consider the report of the Joint Bible Committee on the involved process of engaging with the medium-term budget policy statement. We will be giving the honorable members some time to peruse and the report, and it is the understanding that you've had this report with you for some time since this morning. I think now for the first time. Okay. Then we'll be allowing some time for honorable members to peruse the report. Say about 15 minutes. Well, it looks like they are fast readers.
Are you happy with that?
That we do so by looking at it page by page. Are there issues, honorable members, for page 1? Then we proceed to page 2. And by the way, the copy that we'll be having in front of you will be written right down below on the left, final draft. Then you'll be having the correct page. And it should be having a line at the bottom. Then you're having the right to read it. We're still looking at page 2. Then we proceed to page 3. Honorable Mr. Robinson.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's just a language issue. At the bottom of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up, the JBC considers supports, I'm not sure which word is meant to be used, or whether it's meant to be a slash there. I presume it's supports.
Thank you. Honorable Shin. Okay. Honorable Fox.
I only just got to the end of page 2 because I realized that there were changes we've made which are not incorporated, and I'm trying to look through 3 drafts. We said that that sentence was far too long and did ask for a grace in it. And a slightly, and it's not a substantive issue, Chief. so I don't know if you want to tackle it now. The issue has been released on page 2. We put a full stop after department.
Which paragraph on page 2?
The last paragraph. The revised format of departmental budget this. The budget reform, which included in some of the corrections that have been made, some of the spelling errors, but not all of them. So I'm saying that I'd rather than delay the committee now, because there isn't a substantive change, perhaps we can move on. But then can we flag it?
We do flag those technical errors. I'm sure Secretary will also note from page 1 by the signal issue. 1, 2, the fourth paragraph, shorter paragraph. You kick off by saying the JBC instead of when you start it, to write the name of the committee in full, joined by the committee in brackets, JBC. Then in the subsequent cases, you can then use the acronym. But at the first place, we've got to get a sense of what JBC means. Yes. Are we through with page 2? Page 3. Honourable Frash.
Yes, Chairperson, as of this morning, one of the paragraphs was removed inadvertently, I understand. And that is the paragraph, the one immediately under the bullet, which starts while the JBC recognizes there's a paragraph missing, and that is a paragraph that increased the, reviewed the baseline, the provincial baseline figures, which we've been asking for 2 years, which they did this year. It's now been removed inadvertently, I think. So it needs to come back.
Then we take note of that. But for the benefit of other members who were not part of the smaller committee who were refining the report, would you mind just reading it, what is missing? So that as we make these technical corrections, members are on board.
Yes, I'm going to read what was the one that we hadn't, the changes are not factored in. So I'll read what was originally on draft 1. What was originally on draft 1 was the NPDPS proposed that together with 1.7 million trillion, already included in the departmental and provincial baseline allocation, an additional 81.4 billion be added to the national budget over the next 3 years. Of the additional 81.4 billion, 20 billion is made available to compensate social grant recipients and employees for higher than anticipated inflation, leaving 61 billion for new policy initiatives and enhanced service delivery. These resources are mainly allocated in the final year of the NTEF. Now that whole paragraph has just gone. But all we did was to make some changes. Now, I can't, you know, I think at this point the changes aren't here, but it's difficult for me to go through without somebody else again. Because one of the drafts are missing.
Honourable Cross. Any other issue on page 3? We must just delete the word consider. The word consider. Thank you. Anything else on page 3? We move to page 4 on the remember. Honorable Shinaman.
Chair, before I actually just point out a few things that I picked up here, I think one must acknowledge the work that the team has put together has done. Because if you look at this report, it's a vast difference to the original report that was given. So I think we must acknowledge the work that the team has done. I think it's really good work. So I thought I could just make that comment. So Chair, on page 4, under infrastructure and public investment, the second paragraph, from the top, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, talks about the MTBF reveals a strong emphasis on capital and infrastructure. I would imagine there should be capital investment. So I'm just pointing that out. Then if we go to the third paragraph under infrastructure and capital investment, the third last line, I just wanted to check whether that should, is that meant to be capital assets? I just wanted to get clarification on that. And then, under public service capacity and skills development, the last paragraph, the first line, the JBC believes that while the expansion of the fiscus, it doesn't quite make sense. I would imagine one of those expansions must be taken up. Thanks, Chief.
Thanks for the correction. Any other mechanism? Page 3, page 4? No, page 4. We proceed to page 5. Something on page 4. Okay.
In the last that last paragraph on page 3, which is originally B on page 4, I think that's part of our problem. It was changed quite a bit to put two paragraphs together. Now, put the two paragraphs together are not properly edited. What we said is that we did not want to talk about the first line there that was underlined because it referred to the quarterly report we were doing, and it should be removed, those first two lines that you now see on the last paragraph. Those were subsequently removed because of the reference to the quarterly report. We're using that in quarterly report, and that we should make a reference to the fiscal dumping but immediately move on to the support plan savings. That we can just go back to that editing that has just been overlooked.
Secretary is noting all those changes. Thank you. We're trying then to decelerate for the benefit of business funds, maybe others.
Right here, I'm on the top of page.
Any issue on page 4?
Before the one that starts with publishing capacity development. I think the third line from the bottom. It starts with the JBC conversion. It should be the JBC remains sustained with the partnership in the school.
Thanks for that correction.
honorable Tesora, which second last paragraph, the JVC remains concerned with the Department of Financial Affairs to manage their capital assets as raised by honorable Schumann. And we should change that to say, the JVC remains concerned with the Department to find it difficult to establish the proper asset register.
Thanks, Kochi. I think, honorable members, the main issue was, although the department of course is asset register, but they can't finalize it. So the main issue is, as we've been concerned that we don't have a state capital asset register. So it's not a matter of them establishing it or developing it, but it's a matter of them finalizing it. Because we are now 13 years down democracy and we want the finalized capital asset rating.
I hear what the co-chair says, but this is the point. You know, this is what the Auditor General comes up every time. These asset registers are not, you know, properly maintained, and this is, you know, the point that I'm making, that it's there, but not, you know, properly maintained.
Yeah, I'm sure we are talking to the same issue. But why it was changed to manage is precisely because we are not merely interested in the asset register only. We are also concerned about the maintenance of those assets. So in our coinage of management, we are including the issue of an updated asset register, and therefore we change it to manage. Well, basically we are talking about the same issue, but the only difference is emphasis.
Yeah, I think they actually now two issues, because you're now bringing in maintenance as well. Then, you know, you manage the capital asset, that is important that you maintain it. But it doesn't refer to a register here at all, which is where the Auditor General in the audit report refers to the asset registers that have not been properly kept.
Because then if we have to make that kind of an addition, then manage including an updated asset register. Any other issue on page 4? Then we proceed to page 5.
Honorable Schumann.
Thanks, Chair. It's really just two grammar things, I think, really. From the top, from the bottom, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs up. Paragraph starting with the additional fund, 5.8 billion. You go around 1, 2, 3 lines. Talks about the 2 billion rand for the public transport and infrastructure. I would suggest we could take that out. It would just read better. It says 2 billion rand for public transport and infrastructure. Really just the grammar. And then in the next paragraph below that, the JVC supports these increases. The second line talks about delivery in the spheres. I would imagine that might be the 3 spheres. So it's really just grammar, just stretching it.
So I suppose you put in the three spheres. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Any other issue? Please come on board, question.
Yeah, honorable members, if you call on the desktop paragraph, in fact, the issue is not about whether somebody wants to transport, but the issue is it must deliver. Because if we said we can't have institutions that continue with continuous transformation and not leave. So the council, the committee understands that some disengaged. I think we said we must remove it, if I recall well. The second sentence from the top.
On page?
On page 5.
You're suggesting that we remove from the first sentence of that paragraph, the second. Please come on board.
I think we must relook at this paragraph 5, I mean on page 5, the one that's above the board and the NCEF and the Division of Revenue. Because during the discussion, we were acknowledging the fact that we have somebody, we have the CETA, and the CETA has been transformed. They are being transformed. But the fact of the matter is, are they achieving the objective to train and increase skills development? Are they doing what they are supposed to achieve? And I recall that at some stage members even said that there is no way we can report that they say that they are transforming. Or that they say that they have a plan, because as a committee we are not interested in their plan, but we want to know whether the plan is implementable, whether it's achieving the objective. That was the understanding when we were discussing this issue. Even the sisters, the same thing. Because we said they can have the plan, but what are we getting out of the plan as Parliament or as the public?
Kutche, are you able now to make us sustain the reworking of that paragraph, incorporate what you said, accepted by the CC?
If we just deleted that, the committee understands that somebody is engaged in the process of transformation to increase the number of 20-day office of financial management. Just take out that whole sentence and then start off again. Our particular concern, however, is the financial performance of functions of the CETA. And then we say what they should be doing. In other words, the committee then recommends what the CETA should be doing.
In fact, the whole meeting was focused on that. We must respond to the suggestion put forward by Mr. Swartz. Honorable Swartz.
I think what the co-chair Marby is really saying is people had asked, the colleagues on the committee, for this issue of the transformation to come out of the focus to be the delivery of more training, more senior people trained and managed them. That was the one view. The second view has been our focus is not even on management, it's just getting training done. Now, so there are two ways that we can go. They both came from school, and both points of view were made internally, that there needs to be a focus on delivery. And that's something we've been talking about transformation for the last 3 or 4 years, and we need to get moved beyond that. And perhaps one could suggest that committee suggests or proposes that somebody move beyond transformation and start implementing its planning, its training plan more effectively, its management training plan more effectively. And then that captures both points made in committee.
Thank you. I'm sure that is clear. So we'll move on. Any other issue? Page 5. Question?
Yeah. Although I haven't looked at how we can rephrase it, the one on setup is the same. Because the setup are being transformed. So I think we'll have to take the same line like Honorable Spock has proposed this summer.
Any other issue on page 5? We'll move over to page 6.
Thank you, Chair. The second last paragraph also just has some language errors. The Daily Chief expressed serious concerns about ongoing problems with its implementation and discriminatory nature, not discriminatory. So we just take out the IL. And then the same paragraph, the last line. Higher skilled institutions must also ensure that they prioritize the tuition of scarce skills rather than scarce skills. That's our problem. We don't need it.
We don't need those kind of skills.
And thereby contribute, take out the D, and thereby contribute to the economic development.
Thank you. Honorable Shinaman.
Thanks, Chair. Just also grammar, just in the paragraph above the one we've just looked at now, starts with the proposed 2.7 billion, if we go down to the third line, and the limited planning and implementation capacity in the some provinces, it should be in some provinces, take the vote out. And then, if we go down to the last paragraph, second line, e.g. with the resources allocated, e.g. the centralization of LSTM, not consistent with the LTSM we have in the second paragraph under education, so we just need to decide which it is.
Should correct that, it should be the LTSM, the teacher support material. Thanks. Okay.
Still on the same page, second paragraph. I think we need to remove the last sentence. It's a long sentence, but the last line that says the consolidation and extension of Northeast School College. And one late member sees just above the Leonard Teacher Support material. that we need to remove that portion, because we said that there's no way that we can say the page, I mean, the segment must consolidate. The Northeast Council is the only one that's pre-primary education. And knowing that there are serious implementation problems of the policy, so we can't request the department to consolidate that policy. Instead, like we said, we would even opt for pre-primary education and not Northeast Council. Yeah, so we need to remove it, because in the last paragraph, I think it's the last, no, the last was one paragraph, we talk about the Northeast School College.
Thank you. Any other issue? We move on to page 7. Thank you. Any other issue in that page? Okay.
On how about I missed you when you were talking about the consent group. That on page 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth paragraph. Yes.
Which is, you take out their phrase. The phrase was crossed out, and we started it with the sustainability of the World Cup stadiums after 2010 should be part of the project plan. In other words, we should leave it until we don't know what to do about it.
No, I wanted to address this thing. Yeah, that's how I wanted to address it.
Thank you. Honorable Robinson.
paragraph, I think there's an I being left out, second last line. Subsidies, I presume that is, was allocated to transfers and subsidies, i.e.
Then if we go to the second paragraph, which starts with the department indicated as current focus, and we go down to line six, the sentence starts with the JB emphasizes that adequate provision for rural road networks must be provided for, doesn't cost for the provincial sphere or level. Shouldn't it be provincial sphere? That doesn't make sense there. Provincial? Yeah. At the provincial level.
Okay.
There. Then the Khayelitsha, next thing is the count between Khayelitsha and Cape Town International Airport. I would imagine it should say airport. Is only provided for in 2010-2011, isn't it?
No,
it's
the
funding
plan.
Yeah, I think
this is. That's just like the one to add. Yeah, no, it's just, you know, it's good that this question is made about it. But you recall that the Treasury Department immediately came in and said that it's actually not provided. So there is no provision whatsoever for this link. Because it is a worrying factor. We can say, you know, that it's very express concerns the rail link between Khayelitsha and Cape Town International is not provided for at all. Yeah.
Thank you. Honourable Chairman. John Chair, just going down to the paragraph above public Department of Public Enterprises regarding DOT operation, second line. To realize cost efficiencies of spending on activities such as the October transport money campaign or transport campaign. Stands there, it's not clear what that October is.
Thank you.
And then just through Chair, and then just the paragraph under the Department of Public Enterprise, the first paragraph, last line. Talks about financial risk and suitability of certain enterprises. Is that correct, or should it be sustainability?
Sustainability.
Any other issue on Department of Public Enterprises?
It's on page 9 under Public Enterprises, the last paragraph, regarding DPE operations, DG highlighted. Now,
just so that it flows with the rest of the document. We haven't actually said that the minister says it, the CD says it. It's always referred to the department. So if we could just rectify that, it's more just grammar.
I think the first paragraph on the same page, the JVC again noted the problem of financial sustainability, not the concern.
Thank you. Honorable Pop. We must come back to that when we are organized. Any other issue? We move over to the Department of Land Affairs.
It's on the second paragraph of the same page 9 under the Department of Agriculture. DG acknowledged that this needs to be the department.
Thank you. We are looking now at the report that discussed the Department of Land Affairs.
Honorable Mr. Robinson.
JDC recognizes that additional financial resources may be required.
Are you through?
Yes.
Honorable Fox, shall we switch off? Any other issue? Then the first. Honorable Schoenemann.
Now, Chair, two things. This is the last paragraph under land affairs. Second line. The quick question, the ability of the department to achieve, and I would imagine it should be operational efficiency. And Chair, just to use clarity as to whether that sentence is correct, the paragraph above that states there one, two, three lines up. It's unfortunate that foreign funds have heated up a speculative land market. I just want to know if that states correctly there, because it seems to be in between two different statements, and just when we find out from the team if that is correct, it's meant to be there.
Honourable Fox, I will come in on board. Yeah.
As the thing is, certainly that's the statement we want to include here to address a couple of the issues that have come up. As to the correct positioning, I think that that's debatable, you know, and I would agree that it doesn't fit very effectively where it is. Except the problem was the big issue was the resettlement issue, the fact that there is land restitution, etc., and the problems thereof, and the fact that the target group was not really, it wasn't optimally receiving the land, and that it was, and that the cost of the land had gone up. So it was, it certainly should be in this paragraph somewhere, because it is to address the cost of the land, but perhaps it should be better placed elsewhere. I don't want to suggest where, perhaps someone else can.
I'm sure Mr. Flat wants to ask you something. Thank you, Chair. What I suppose is that after the word expedited, whatever we say, we start the sentence by saying foreign funds have unfortunately heated up the speculative land market. That was just to summarize it.
You say that it should be or the sentence. Okay, that's fine.
Page 11, housing.
Okay.
Just come and go.
Page 10 under the problem of housing, it's more just the style. Under each department, we started off with saying that the problem of land is there, the problem of housing, and then in brackets it could be. So we can just correct that. So that it should start off by saying the department of housing, bracket, COA, so that then the rest follows. Thanks, Chair.
Any other issue? Housing.
With the JDC belief. Yeah. Page 11. After It's in keeping Kumananga. We inhibit spending and housing delivery.
Thank you, Chair. Any other matter? Honorable Robinson?
Right, the last paragraph on page 11. There should be past tense. National departments must ensure that they have articulated clear strategies, or that they articulate clear strategies. I'm not sure which tense you want to use there. Okay, so that they articulate. So we take out the have. And I noticed just the paragraph above that, I'm not quite sure of the meaning. Apart from the necessary adjustments to the social grants and state employees, I don't know if we're adjusting the state employees. There has something been left out there. Apart from the necessary adjustments to the social grants, you can adjust the grants, but you can't adjust the state employees. So something's been left out.
Honorable Mashiko.
It was actually social grants and government employees.
Kochi, you want to ask it?
Before I add this to that one. The one that I reflect after is in keeping Mpumalanga. We said it's not a matter of they must improve their monetary system. They must increase. Because every time they will tell us that we have improved, we have improved. So we want that monetary system to ensure that houses are delivered, that it must be increased. So we replace that improving with increasing. Then the one that I, that second Roman figure 2, state employees' salary. Because that's what Mr. President has referred to. And he said it must go beyond social grants and
compensation.
It must go beyond compensation for state employees, and it must encompass the poor, because it's not only the two groups that are suffering the impact of inflation.
Thank you. And other issues? On our part?
Yeah, I hope that's correct. And we're going to say it's called compensation of employees. You know, it's a line item that we're constantly undergoing a vote on.
Still some issues on the housing report. Then we move over to the recommendation.
Unfortunately, we did not have the opportunity to interact with you over this whole process, so I would ask your permission just to make a small proposal.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. Under recommendation 9, we would like to add two small clauses, phrases, actually. The clause talks about productive capacity of the economy, which is absolutely at the heart of the work of trade and industry and employment creation. And we think the clause is fine, but what we'd like to add is after the word agro-industry,
supporting infant industries, serving both domestic and external markets, commerce, and creating an environment for South Africa to become an important industrial power. Start again. After agro-industry, supporting infant industries, serving both domestic and external markets, and creating an environment for South Africa to become an important industrial power. Now, if I may just explain, there are budget considerations in these sentences, and we're very anxious that the budget of trade and industry should be substantial and certainly not reduced, because manufacturing has such a major role to play in both, as you said, productive capacity of the economy and employment creation. So those two clauses, if you would kindly consider inserting them, I think that our committee would be very happy.
Thank you for the suggestions. I appreciate your real participation during the public hearing.
You should have that.
Yeah. Honorable. Okay, we keep our first. Honorable.
Chair, look, certainly while I'm hearing this for the first time, and it would appear certainly to have quite a lot of strong linkage to two points being made in the NTBPS, the one on the export side of things, you know, growing our exports there somewhere in the NTBPS. And the other aspect that is coming in here as well is quite clearly the, I forget the actual language used here, but the points being made in the NTBPS about powering up the industry, as it were, which kind of links to the point that is made here. So personally, I certainly wouldn't have a problem in inserting or rather having that.
Thank you. Honourable question.
Yes, same question. Although Honourable Fab says it's coming for the first time, it's not. Because during our deliberations, from time to time, we're referring to emerging, emerging enterprises, that they must be given the opportunity, environment must be created so that they can develop and we have more of them, rather than being the market being dominated by the major players that is in the field. But we also said it's important for the state to create that as a kind of environment so that these can in the future turn up into major trade players. So I just wanted to correct. And I also feel that that addition doesn't do any harm. Well accepted. If you recall, when we were dealing with housing, we were saying the Department of Housing, when it now recommends that they are going to go for big companies in construction, we raised the concern that we are not happy that they should go for the big ones. But instead, we must ensure that in their construction obligations, the smaller players should be part of the construction agreement, so that they will not be lost out and be at a disadvantage. And we even said that because of the department, that those small players could not sustain, were not sustainable because they are not paying them on time. Yeah, so it's not kind of the system, but like I said, I agree with Honorable First Lady's perspective.
Thank you. Honorable Robinson.
Thank you, Chair. Another editing problem. Number five, I think a D has been left out, the increased resources rather than the increase. And then in the next paragraph, six, the second sentence, departments should therefore develop innovative recruitment. Here, the cost of the S is not needed. That's just a plural. Departments without the cost of the S. Thank you. Technically, number 6 and 7 is the same thing. Which would be 6 and 7 is the same thing? Yes, that's a repetition, so we must decide which to retain.
Yes, the 7 should go out. We reworded it completely to be more explanatory. That's why you see it further on. The idea had been to make some bullets, but I see we've used Roman numerals here. I don't know if that's the new style of the administration. I have to be honest, because in the past we've used Arabic, and now I see we've moved our, shifted our allegiance to the Romans. All very well.
Could I suggest then that if we're going to go for the Roman, that we keep the bullet points rather than having the 1, 2, and 3, because that seems to be contradictory.
Yes, actually the number recommendations, it must be the mathematical number now. 1 and those 1, 2, 3 should be the bullet.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say number 3 there, it should be to both public.
Yes. Oh yes.
Yes. Okay. I don't even want to read the wage. Public. And number two, Honorable Fox, he said, further alignment of tertiary institutions curricula to meet skills required by the economy in a developmental stage.
Yes.
Because he said it's important that the skills that we need are the skills that are going to meet the needs of and challenges of a developmental stage.
I'm just wondering here whether in the recommendations we could maybe mention something about the SOEs and the, you know, the part of the public enterprise where they fund, you know, and keep funding, you know, SAA and the Alex Corps and you know, sort of entities that maybe are not great. I don't want to use the word viability, but, you know, just for somebody to investigate the necessity for us to keep investing in these organizations. Are you ready with a caption of that? While Honorable Faust will then be talking, then Mr. Swart will be waiting on his suggestion.
Chair, look, certainly one could put something in on the SOE, but I think that I certainly would not support mentioning Alex Corr's name because for a very, very strong reason. It is just about the only enterprise they're providing any form of employment. And I think it's very important to retain Alex Corr per se. However, having said that, I do support the thrust of what has been said. And that thrust being that I think that there needs to be a review of the allocations to state-owned enterprise
to ensure that such funds are effectively and efficiently utilized without expecting government simply to fund people's mismanagement.
Honorable Mashiko.
And why is financing our discharge? I think it's not only housing. I think it's not only housing.
That needs the full explanation of the department. We should be able to go through it. And JDC should go right on the first page. The full name should go on the first page because it starts from the first page. Not that when there's only abbreviation, they make sure that the full title comes in.
Okay, yeah, I think we did talk to that earlier on. Question?
Thanks, Coach. Because we have come to the end of the recommendation before we go to the adoption, indicates that maybe the visit of the members from trading industry is an eye-opener for the coming MCDCA. Because what happened was that we looked at few departments. We realized that we couldn't chew much. And it was important for us that we had few so that we can have, you know, more focus in those departments. And we said, although we have asked few of them to appear before us, but other issues that are related to other departments will also be taken on board in our report. And that in the coming budget year, financial year, we would consider bringing other departments to appear before us, which we think are crucial in contributing to the economy. But also we will be looking like for this year, we're looking at previous performance of departments. So that the ones that we are not happy with and the ones that have been engaged in huge allocations, we can engage with them, and they realize that Parliament is serious about them getting funds which are going to assist us to develop our economy. So I just wanted to say that we need your vote.
We need your vote.
Chair, just to respond to that, I think I agree with one of your sentences early on that this process is too fast. You know, our committee, frankly, we work too slowly and it's a bit bureaucratic. And frankly, we understand the importance of this document, which is why we came here today. But we needed more time to really sit down and have even a full day going through the whole thing properly. It's all been too fast.
No, there's still one issue outstanding from Mr. Swan. He owes me something.
No, I
can't hear
the note.
Sure. So she paid the debt to you. Honorable Kinnaman.
Actually, I'm not too sure. I've just been talking with Honorable Chikunga. On page 2, the second last paragraph, it talks about second focus on specific departments, while on the third sets out the committee's findings and conclusions. It's both the same thing. Should it not be? Did they get changed? Should be recommendations. Yeah.
Thank you for that. We are now on all the report. The report now is put in front of the committee. Honourable Park.
Chief, it's just one thing, because we must make it quite clear, there's a whole paragraph missing from the current document, which we read up. And I certainly want to propose, in view of what happened to our previous report, when the administration took over our role, placed themselves the new leaders,
that and removed our recommendations will help.
I'm sure that's the only life I know.
No, it's not only life I know, I'm very serious. What I am saying is that I would like to see that this document that is finalized by administration and all their powers that be is finally signed off by the chair to ensure that they have not assumed our role. Thank you.
Point made, Honorable Swan.
Okay, I would like to propose the adoption of the report as amended. And I would like to add the writer that I would really, very much like the Honourable Forces made most of the notes in our subcommittee just to check the report before it's finally signed by the two co-chairs, signed off by the two co-chairs. Just happy that the paragraphs that have been left out are included again and certain wording which she had, which is now not, and where we changed it, has not been brought into this report. So the content of the report's fine, there's not a problem, but just grammar and what has been left out, what is embodied, so we can just check that.
So the adoption of this report is moved. Honorable Shinaman.
Chair, then I would want to support the adoption of the report with amendments and subject to checking, etc., and being signed off. But I think again, one wants to say, we do need to say to the team that worked on this report, again, to say well done on bringing together a really good report. And I think from what it was, we need to say thank you again, to express our appreciation from other members of the JBC.
Thank you. Honorable question?
Question, what Ms. Fox has said? It's a big issue that we don't want our report to be changed without our permission. It happened previously, we had to intervene that our report had been changed without our approval. So this is a big matter. We resolved it, but we expect that the same will not happen. We are politicians, we take political decisions, and we can't relinquish our political responsibility to the officials. But the Honorable Chairman, yes, indeed, the time, that's why our first recommendation is that the time frame that we have to engage on the MTVCA is very short. And, the way it's short, it's questionable that are we expected as Parliament to make meaningful input into the process if it's so short. But we have made a recommendation and it had to take a toll on our shoulders. It's a technical team that we went even beyond what other people were thinking yesterday. It is not fair. But we appreciate the fact that the committee members appreciate it, that we have, as a technical team, Honorable Mashiko, I think she came yesterday, 10 o'clock, she was still here, and she said, for the first time now, I understand why the technical teams that we set up always say it was up. So, we also, from the coaches, we are very happy technical team. So, the coach,
thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Honourable members, we do take note of your comments. We are grateful that you do recognise the little contribution we make, but also your commitment as well. You were here by lunchtime, so there's a higher level of commitment we do appreciate. There is this perennial issue that we often raise in Parliament, the issue of short space of dealing with it. In fact, one of the stakeholders raised a concern about being not given the opportunity to that you could let it organize this business. They are refugees to process. But they, I'm sure they do appreciate the kind of constraints that we are facing, and we will be staying with their input that they have made, and we do look forward to interacting with them in the future, not only during the MTPPS or the main budget, also on any other matters involving fiscal matter. We do appreciate your interest in our work and the kind of comments that you've been giving to us. Honorable Sato, something?
Just next week we have sittings of the House on Tuesday, Wednesday. But we have CBS on for Friday next week, is that going to take place? Because otherwise, everybody will have to sit around here for Thursday doing nothing virtually. Just to have the meeting on Friday next week. So can we postpone that or bring it forward, or after the associates, maybe have a little bit of time.
Thanks for raising that issue. We'll look into it and inform the honorable members accordingly. Since also our meeting tomorrow was arranged in order to adopt this report, but I don't think we'll have then a meeting tomorrow. You see, when people work so hard in a dedicated manner, they do get some time off. Thank you very much.